Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. I'm John, and joining me today is Elizabeth.
Great to be here, John. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of literature. We're going to explore why certain classics resonate through centuries. What makes a book from hundreds of years ago still feel relevant today?
That's a great question, Elizabeth. I remember trying to read Moby Dick in college and thinking, why is this still a thing? Why do we still talk about this? But then you realize there's something truly special about these stories, something that keeps them alive.
Absolutely. It's not just about old books. It's about understanding human nature and history through storytelling. By the end of this episode, we hope you'll have a much better understanding of why some books never go out of style and continue to be read and loved.
So, let's start with what many experts believe is the core reason: universal themes. What exactly do we mean by that, Elizabeth?
Good question, John. Universal themes are ideas or experiences that are true for almost all people, regardless of their time or culture. They are the fundamental parts of being human.
Exactly. These are things like love, loss, ambition, revenge, justice, good versus evil, or searching for your identity. These feelings and experiences are not new. They have been part of human life for thousands of years.
Think about Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It's a story about young love and conflict between families. People have been falling in love and facing family disagreements for thousands of years, so this story still feels real and relatable, even though it was written over 400 years ago.
It's amazing how those basic human emotions haven't changed. The language might be older, but the feelings are the same. That's what connects us to characters from a different era.
Or consider 1984 by George Orwell. It talks about government control and freedom. While it was written in the 1940s, its themes about privacy, propaganda, and power are still discussed today in our digital world. It feels very current, doesn't it?
It really does. It's almost like these authors had a crystal ball. These books don't just tell a story. They explore deep human emotions and dilemmas that never truly change, no matter how much technology or society evolves.
They capture something true about the human condition, making them timeless. Moving on, John, beyond the themes, another huge factor is the quality of writing and storytelling. It's not just what they say, but how they say it. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely, Elizabeth. This is where the art of writing really shines. Classics often use language in a beautiful, powerful, or innovative way. The authors might create incredibly vivid characters, build complex plots that keep you guessing, or use unique narrative styles that change how stories are told.
Their words are carefully chosen, often with a poetic quality or a very distinct voice that you can recognize immediately. It's like listening to a master musician play. The skill is undeniable.
Take Jane Austen, for instance. Her novels like Pride and Prejudice are famous for their witty dialogue and sharp observations about society. Her characters like Mr. Darcy or Elizabeth Bennet feel incredibly real and memorable, even if they lived in a very different time with different rules.
She creates whole worlds with her words, and her clever use of language makes you smile or think deeply. It's not just the plot, but the way she expresses every idea.
And sometimes these books even introduce new phrases or ways of thinking into our everyday language. we still quote lines from Shakespeare like to be or not to be, or talk about Dickensian poverty when we describe very poor conditions.
Yes, their literary craftsmanship is just exceptional. These authors mastered the art of writing, making their stories not just engaging, but also artistically significant and impactful on language itself.
Finally, Elizabeth, let's talk about cultural and historical significance and how adaptable these stories are. Some classics become foundational texts for a culture, or they are easily reinterpreted. What's your take?
That's a great point, John. Many classics reflect or even shaped the values and beliefs of their time, and then continue to inform future generations. They become touchstones for understanding a period or a society.
Think about ancient Greek myths, like the stories of gods and heroes, or the Odyssey. They are still taught in schools and form the basis for countless other stories, movies, and plays. They've been retold and reinterpreted for thousands of years.
And speaking of movies, many classics are constantly being adapted into films, TV shows, and even modern retellings. For example, Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, a classic about science, creation, and what it means to be human, has been reimagined countless times, showing its enduring relevance.
That adaptability means these stories stay alive and relevant for new audiences, helping us understand our past, our present, and even our future. They become part of our collective consciousness, a shared heritage.
It's remarkable how a story can transform across different media and still carry its original power and message. It's a testament to the core strength of the narrative.
So, to quickly recap, classics resonate through centuries mainly because of their universal themes that speak to all people, their exceptional quality of writing and storytelling, and their cultural significance and adaptability.
We hope this has given you a new perspective on why these literary masterpieces continue to capture our imaginations. Maybe it will even inspire you to pick up a classic you haven't read yet, or revisit an old favorite with a fresh eye.
That's all for this episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Join us next time for another engaging topic. Goodbye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.